This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Illinois products and businesses will be on display this weekend at the 20th Annual Illinois Products Expo. Aaron Cleary, Bureau Chief of Marketing for the Illinois Department of Agriculture, says admission is just $5, and this year's expo is celebrating two special occasions.
It's the 20th anniversary of the Illinois Products Expo, and we have a lot of fun things going on this year, and it's also the Illinois Bicentennial. So we are incorporating some fun things where attendees have a chance to win $20 to represent the 20th anniversary or $200 for the Bicentennial in Expo cash to spend on products at the Expo. So this is going to be a fun Expo this year.
Yes, well, what an exciting year to be celebrating both things at once. And I know the Illinois Products Expo, this is a place to come and have some fun. You get to sample some food, sample some wine if you're old enough. So talk to us about the vendors that are going to be present.
Oh, we have over 60 vendors that are going to be there, and we've got a lot of new ones this year, too. The one that I wanted to feature is Safeco Donuts and Bakery. They're going to be having, some sweets and goodies, and they're new and looking forward to it. We've got Jimmy Stick, which is a beef stick. There's all kinds of new vendors. Gordon Heat with a hot sauce, and Cahokia Rice is new. So there's just a lot going on. The wineries, we have 11 wineries. They're awesome, always. Come in, sample some food, purchase some products, and relax in the wine garden, and it's just fun for everybody.
And what's so cool is all of the items that are being featured are produced, grown in Illinois.
Absolutely, and they work really hard at doing that. And you have to give hats off to these people because, you know, it's hard to get a business going these days, and they just continually dedicate themselves to making the best product. And, you know, locally grown is always best, and we're just really proud of all of them.
As we should be. Very exciting event coming up this weekend. Aaron, as far as details of time, location, maybe cost to get in, tell us what we need to know.
Yep, the expo is going to be held at the Orr Building on the Illinois State Fairgrounds on the west side, and it's Saturday, March 3rd from 10 to 5, and Sunday, March 4th from 10 to 3. It's $5 per adult, and children 10 and under are free.
Great to know, and all of those things happening on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. Aaron, anything else about the Illinois Department of Agriculture activities happening or the Products Expo that we haven't mentioned?
Well, the one thing I wanted to mention, of course, you know, the Bicentennial, it's a big year for Illinois. And to honor that, we have Bicentennial T-shirts that we're going to be selling for $10 at the Products Expo. So we encourage everyone to buy this, you know, and kind of commemorate the 200-year anniversary of the state of Illinois.
Aaron Cleary with the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Well, in national ag news, the Consider Corn Challenge awarded six competitors this week for creating new potential uses for corn. The inaugural challenge is an open innovation contest hosted by the National Corn Growers Association. Nathan Danielson of Biocognito helped oversee the challenge. He says the program was created by the Corn Growers Association to find new products that can be made from corn.
They were really interested in helping make sure that going forward there's good, robust demand for corn. You know, ethanol's been a great market, animal feed has been a great market, but corn growers just tend to be really good at producing corn. They're getting more and more efficient, so we end up having a lot of corn that we need to find a home for. And this was sort of the genesis of the idea of the Consider Corn Challenge.
Nathan says this effort means a chance for more uses and demand for the U.S. farmer, creating more potential profitability.
When we think about the different markets for corn that are there today, they're big markets. I think we've evolved in our thought is that there's probably not another ethanol in the near future. So what we need to do is we need to find a number of interesting, perhaps higher value markets. So the Consider Corn Challenge was very much aimed at researchers that were sort of down the road. So an idea is great, but we wanted them to actually have a bit of product. And so the people who were successful in submitting to the Consider Corn Challenge in many cases are in the early phases of commercialization.
According to a USDA study from 2016, the U.S. bio-based products industry currently creates 4.2 million jobs and generates $393 billion in value-added contributions to the U.S. economy. This new challenge from the National Corn Growers Association gives corn the opportunity to capture some of that market.
We've got great researchers looking at corn today. Part of the Consider Corn Challenge was to go outside of perhaps the areas that people are thinking about corn and try to engage new scientists to think, what could I do with a molecule from corn that would get me into a new market that would be interesting and renewable?
This year's winning projects were previewed at the Commodity Classic. Each winner will receive a $25,000 cash prize. The National Corn Growers Association says contest entries reinforce that corn can improve the environmental footprint of many products used by consumers, including plastic bottles, acrylics, solvents, fibers, packaging, and coolants.
We're going to see acrylates, so things that can be made into plexiglass, for example. We're going to see things that can be combined to make completely renewable bottles that you would have for soda, for example. What's interesting, and this gets back to this idea of bioadvantaged, is the molecules that the scientists who entered this challenge are looking at actually are better than the petroleum molecules. So, for example, two molecules when together can be a lighter weight, better barrier molecules. So all of a sudden you can have a lighter weight soda bottle, or you could put beer into a plastic bottle, which you rarely see.
For the list of winners and their products, and to learn more about the Consider Corn Challenge, visit ncga.org. Well, looking at local ag-related events, HSHS St. Francis Hospital Foundation and the Agriculture Committee are hosting their fourth annual Farm Family event on March 7th at Lincoln Land Community College in Lynchfield. Complimentary health screenings start at 7 a.m. with breakfast and speakers to follow throughout the morning. Call 324-8206 to RSVP. Happening this Saturday, the Gillespie FFA is selling pork burgers and pork chops from 10 to 1 at Dollar General in Gillespie. All of the proceeds will go towards the CHS Harvest for Hunger Challenge. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.